Good morning, everyone. A few provocative questions you can discuss around the Shabbos table for the Parsha. Parsha Pinchas, in my opinion, has many issues, but three main ones. The first main issue of Parsha Pinchas, the way I see it, is the following issue. And that is, what's more important, the daily cup of coffee or the vacation? The weekly Shabbos or the once-a-year Yontif? At the end of the Parsha, we have all the korbanot that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash on various days of the year. You have the daily korban tamid in the morning and in the afternoon that we read about on Rosh Chodesh every month. You have the weekly Shnei Chvasim B'nei Shana that was brought on Shabbos. And beyond it, you have the special korbanot that are, of course, brought on Yontif every year. Now, the question I have is what's more important. Namely, is it to go to Minyan every single day, or is it the special once-a-year shul that you have on a Yontif, or even a once-a-week on a Shabbos? Now, this is a question that we all deal with. We all know that we get excited over the once-a-year events. We don't necessarily get excited to go to shul every single day. And the question is, how do you balance both? And I'll just add a monkey wrench to it to make it a bit more interesting. The truth of the matter is that the sages have a debate. What's more important? Which is the pasuk that's the most important pasuk in the Torah? At the beginning of the Ein Yaakov, which is a very famous perush on the Agadita of the Gemara, there is a very interesting medrash that no one ever found that talks about the Tanaim coming together and saying, what is the most important pasuk of the Torah? Now, this is not an obscure source, because we like to quote it a lot. Can anyone tell me where we quote it the most? I'll give you a hint. Rabbi Akiva. Which pasuk did he say is the most important pasuk in the Torah? Anyone? Exactly, that was Rabbi Akiva's point of view. Is the most important pasuk in the Torah. And there's other points of view there. One of them is a very interesting point of view, and that is that the most important pasuk in the Torah is et hakeves echad ta'aseh baboker, ve'et hakeves hasheni ta'aseh ben ha'arbayim. The most important pasuk in the Torah is to bring a sacrifice every single morning and every single afternoon, which means consistency is far more important than the special once a year or once a week event. So that's the first thing I think you can discuss this week. What's more important? Or to be more precise, how do you make the consistent, the routine, interesting? So that's the first issue I think you have to discuss. The second issue is what Pinchas did. We all know what Pinchas did. And I guess my question is, to what extent are we willing to become unpopular? Namely, what is the point that we're going to say, I am willing to become not popular anymore? Because all of us will get to that particular line at some point in life. We don't like to fight with people, and I don't think it's a mitzvah to fight with people. But we will get to a point where we will need to say, we're not popular. Pinchas had to do something that he felt was unpopular in order to save the Jewish people. And from this perspective, if that's the case, then do we have any sort of a point where we're going to say, listen, despite the fact that it's not popular, we are willing to do it. In other words, is there a passionate something that we have and we're willing to say we're going all the way? And I have to be honest with everyone here. I have very big doubts when I ask this question as to what the answers are going to be within our modern Orthodox community. Namely, is it indeed going to be a situation in which we are going to feel that there are things that we're willing to go to the barricades for? And I guess the question is, what am I passionate about? And that's something I think each and every one of us have to answer. So the first issue, I think, is consistency versus the special events. And the second issue is, what are we passionate about? What are we willing to become not popular for? What are those key issues that we're going to say, for this, I'm willing to go all the way, whatever it might be? You can say it's injustice. You could say it's not treating workers properly. You could say is driving safely. What is your answer to what am I passionate about? What am I passionate about? The third issue that I think that could be discussed this week is an issue that I think is close to each and every one of our hearts, but it's an issue that I believe goes to the very core of Judaism and of Jewish community. The individual versus the commune. The daughters of Tzlofchad had a specific problem, you all know it. Why do we have to read about it? Why is it so important that each and every year, at this time of the year, we read about it? So there's one school of thought that says it's not a personal problem. As a matter of fact, it was a general problem. You know what was general about it? It shows how much they loved the state of Israel, the land of Israel, and therefore they wanted to have an inheritance within it, and they didn't. What they basically do is they take their personal request, take it out of the personal, and put it into the more ideal. I'd like to say, Pashut, the Torah is teaching us a very important lesson. And that is that even when you talk about community, you have to think about the individual. How many of you have gone into shul? You've counted, do we have a minion? Do we have a minion? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, we got a minion? Oh, we got a minion? Ashrei. How many of you actually know who you're davening with? How many? How many of you thank the people, the 9 others, for davening together with them? How many? The place of the individual within the community. Is it just about community? Okay, we got our 10. You know, the shul is packed. You know, it's hard to get in. The masks are something that we have to wear together with it being crowded. So thank God everything is great. Or no, there are many individuals there walking around that have personal issues, both happy and sad. And Benot Tzlofchad is one of those many examples where the Torah says, despite the community, the big, we also have to deal with the individual. And that's ultimately what I believe are the 3 key issues you can discuss this week. Consistency versus and routine versus the special events. Number 2, discussing the issue of what are we willing to be passionate about? What are we willing to go to the barricades for? And number 3, last but not least, what are those personal, are we willing to look at the personality of the individual above and beyond the community as a whole? So those are the issues that I thought we should talk about this week, and I hope that at your Shabbos tables you'll be able to.